Here at Sunnyside Baptist, yo soy el Pastor Tomás aquí en la iglesia de Sunnyside. And today we're going to be in Luke chapter 2 in our Bibles. So start turning there. Vamos a estar en Lucas capítulo 2 esta mañana. Now as you're turning there, I want to ask a question. Have you ever been at the right place at the right time and something wonderful happened to you? Think about that. Esta pregunta es para usted, hermano. Si usted en un tiempo ha estado en el momento y en el lugar apropiado que algo maravilloso le pasó a usted. ¿Eh? Algo maravilloso le pasó a usted. Raise a hand if you can think of something that happened to you once, maybe twice. Or... Levante la mano si ese le pasó a usted. Como unos tres. We got three, four people. Okay. Five, cinco, seven. All right. Have you ever been in the wrong place at the wrong time and something happened to you? ¿Has estado en un lugar, en el lugar equivocado y en, lugar, y en el tiempo equivocado y algo mal te pasó? Yeah. Okay. All right. We're gonna look at how, I'm going to tell you this. What if every day you and I are passing up opportunities that God has made that is within our reach, okay? But we are unaware or incapable of noticing those opportunities or even seeing the value of those opportunities. What if that was happening every day? ¿Qué pasa si cada día nosotros estamos perdiendo las oportunidades que Dios estaba haciendo alrededor de nosotros, que es para que nosotros la tuviéramos, hermanos, pero nosotros no estamos capaces de darnos cuenta de esas oportunidades, ni tampoco tenemos la capacidad de mirar el valor de esas oportunidades? ¿Qué pasa si cada día eso está pasando? I would say, you know what, that's a shame. What's wrong with me? You know? Yo diría, si eso era cierto, que, pues qué tan mala situación estoy yo, ¿verdad? Y qué pasa conmigo que yo no me doy cuenta de esas oportunidades. Well, if you say, well, Pastor, where is that in the Bible? Does God really do that? Yeah, I think he does. Ephesians 2:10. Yo creo que en Efesios 2, versículo 10, ahí nos dice que esto, así es como trabaja Dios. Yeah. So for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, or good, those good opportunities, okay, we could say, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Which God prepared beforehand, okay? He's doing this every day, okay? We could say, dice, Efesios 2:10, dice, porque somos hechura de Dios, criados en Cristo Jesús para buenas obras, que Dios preparó de antemano para que anduviéramos en ellas. Que Dios preparó de antemano. God is preparing the right time, the right place for us to be in the middle of what God is doing. Okay? To be in the middle of what God is doing. He wants us to be part of it. Entonces Dios prepara de antemano el tiempo apropiado y el lugar apropiado para que estemos en el medio de lo que Dios está haciendo alrededor de nosotros o cerca de nosotros. That's the kind of life, that should be the Christian life. Así debe ser la vida cristiana. Estando donde debemos estar. Being in the right place at the right time. Okay. But you know what, if I could change the title, I would change it. Let me get into the notes, okay. I would say the right place at the right time in the right spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is going to be involved in this story, okay. Si pudiera yo cambiar el título, diría, because I just kind of thought of it right now. Sería el lugar y el momento adecuado, pero también en el espíritu adecuado. Porque el Espíritu de Dios va a estar en el medio, el puro medio de lo que le pasó a Simeón. Yeah? Simeon, okay, it's a story about Simeon because he was in the right place at the right time, in the right spirit, okay? And he was given the opportunity to see the little baby Jesus when they brought him to the temple to dedicate him. He got to see the Savior of the world. Wow. The creator of the universe, the King of kings and Lord of lords, he got to see him because he was at the right place, the right time, in the right spirit. Y le tocó a Simeón, hermanos, un anciano. ¿Eh? Cuando trajeron al niño Jesús al templo para dedicarlo. Y, siendo que él estaba en el momento, el tiempo y en el espíritu adecuado, él le tocó ver al Rey de Reyes, el Señor de Señores, el Creador del Universo, hermanos. Le tocó verlo, alabarlo, regocijarse. And he's an example of how the Christian life can be for us every day. Él es un ejemplo de cómo la vida cristiana puede ser para nosotros cada día. Siendo que el Espíritu de Dios no nos puede dejar, siendo que somos hijos de Dios. Fíjate. We're in an advantage that Simeon didn't have. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling us, and he can't leave us. Okay? Because he was given to us forever. Okay? To be with us forever. So we could be living just like he did. So we're going to look at that. How can we live the Christian life in such a way that we're at the right place, the right time, in the right spirit, in the middle of all that God is doing? Y así vamos a ver cómo nosotros también podemos estar en el lugar, el momento y en el espíritu apropiado en el medio de todo lo que Dios está haciendo alrededor o cerca de nosotros y ser usado de Dios. So, let's go to the first thing. What was it about Simeon? ¿Qué era las cosas de Simeón que lo pudo lograr esta clase de vida? First of all, he walked in the spirit. Primeramente, él caminaba, estaba caminando en el espíritu. And that means to be yielded to God. If we break it down, to be yielded to God. Let him have the steering wheel. Let him direct us. Let him guide us. Let him give us the words. Entonces, caminar en el espíritu es estar entregado a Dios. No a medias, pero completo. Para que Él nos guíe, para que nos dirija, para que nos dé las palabras que necesitamos. Todo eso. Él estaba entregado a Dios. He was yielded to God. And that's the key word there, is yielded. Yeah? La palabra clave es entregado. Entregado a Dios. And so Simeon walked, okay? As we're going to see in verse 25, chapter 2 of Luke. Simeon walked by the Spirit. He walked by the Spirit. That means he was led by the Spirit. Entonces vamos a ver en el versículo 25 de Lucas, hermanos, que Simeón caminaba por el Espíritu de Dios. Entonces, en otras palabras, estaba él guiado por el Espíritu de Dios. That's something that we're commanded to do in the New Testament. Y eso nos manda a nosotros que hagamos como hijos de Dios en el Nuevo Testamento. Que andemos en el Espíritu. Que vivamos por el Espíritu. Que caminemos por el Espíritu. That we would walk by the Spirit, live by the Spirit, be controlled by the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. Yeah, but look at what it says here in verse 25. Mirando el versículo 25, ¿qué nos dice allí? It says, "And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon." Remember, Mary and Joseph are in the temple. They brought Jesus. They're going to dedicate him. But this is about Simeon, right? Simeon. It was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. The Holy Spirit was upon him. Eso dice aquí en Lucas 2:25, dice, y había en Jerusalén un hombre que se llamaba Simeón, y este hombre, justo y piadoso, esperaba la consolación de Israel, y el Espíritu Santo estaba sobre él. Okay. So let's look at some of these details about this man. Vamos a ver ciertos detalles de este hombre. It says here that Simeon was, what does it say here? He was righteous and devout. Que él era un hombre piadoso, ¿eh? Justo y piadoso. Justo y piadoso. That is very important, brothers, to be able to be part of being yielded to the Spirit of God. Parte de ser entregado, parte de ser al Espíritu de Dios, es que tenemos que ser justos y piadosos. Justos y piadosos. Now, you may be a good person. You may be a good, righteous and devout, and hopefully even, but that in itself does not put us in the right place at the right time, okay? You have to have the Holy Spirit upon you, okay? You have to have the Holy Spirit upon you. Entonces, miramos aquí que sí, era justo y piadoso, pero eso no es suficiente para que estemos en el lugar y el momento adecuado, hermanos. Tenemos que tener el Espíritu sobre nosotros, el Espíritu de Dios. It was the fact that the Holy Spirit was upon him that made that he could be guided by the Holy Spirit and put in the right place at the right time. Entonces, el hecho de que el Espíritu estaba sobre él, es lo que lo hizo que el Espíritu lo ponga en lugar y en momento apropiado. The Holy Spirit has a lot to do with it. And it says, point B, that he was living a yielded life to God. Él estaba viviendo una vida entregada a Dios. Entregada a Dios. So, if you're yielded to God by being righteous, letting him produce righteousness and in your life, then he can guide you. He can guide you. He can move you. He can empower you. He can use you. Este hombre, Simeón, vivía una vida entregada a Dios, porque claramente dice que él era justo y piadoso. Él decidió entregar su vida a la justicia de Dios, a ser piadoso como Dios, y por eso el Espíritu lo podía guiar. El Espíritu lo podía guiar. So they're tied together, brothers, when you decide to yield your life to the Lord and live for him and do things his way, say things his way, that he will then be able to move your life, to guide your life. You got to be yielded. Entonces tenemos que estar entregados a Dios. Es dejar que mi vida ahora tome la vereda de la justicia y la piedad. Esa es la vereda de mi vida ahora. Estoy yo entregado a Dios. Y ahora el Espíritu de Dios nos puede movernos. El volante está fácil para movernos. Tiene power steering. Y no es algo... No, si has manejado un tractor. Hay tractores que no tienen power steering. Hay que darle la vuelta, ¿verdad? Y así en vez es el cristiano. No se deja. No se deja.
Christians sometimes, you know, have a spiritual life that has no power steering because you're not yielded to God. And it takes a lot of effort to kind of turn those wheels and move us, put us back on track. We have to yield ourselves. Tenemos que...
And that was Simeon. Este era Simeón. Por eso el Espíritu estaba sobre él. So he did what was right before the Lord. Él hacía lo que era recto y correcto delante de Dios. He was devoted. He devoted himself to the Lord. Él estaba entregado como al Señor en su vida. There's some examples here in Hebrews 11:5. Hay unos ejemplos que puso en Hebreos 11:5. The example of Enoch in the Old Testament. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death. And he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God.
Yeah,
that's the key ingredient there about him being yielded. He was pleasing to God in his life. Dice, por la fe Enoch fue trasladado al cielo en el Antiguo Testamento, dice, para que no viera muerte. Fíjate, y no fue hallado porque Dios lo trasladó, porque antes de ser trasladado recibió testimonio de haber agradado a Dios. Y ese es el ingrediente, hermanos, agradar a Dios con nuestra vida.
It's a wonderful... Oh, there's a lot of verses here. You can look up Romans 8, 6, and 7. Puedes ver también Romanos 8, 6 y el 7.
But number 3, in your notes, it says, he looked for the coming of God's promised Savior. That was one thing he was looking for. And the Spirit said, you know what? I'm going to show you the Savior. I'm going to show him to you. Because that's what it says. He was looking for the consolation of Israel. The consolation of Israel is the Messiah. He was looking for the coming of the Messiah. Y siendo que dice aquí en detalle en el versículo 25, dice que esperaba la consolación de Israel. ¿Quién es la consolación? El Mesías, el Jesús, es la consolación de la nación de Israel. Estaba buscando la venida y el Espíritu dijo, pues claro, te lo voy a enseñar. Aquí está cerquita, he's here, he's close. And so the Holy Spirit just guided him y el Espíritu lo guió a donde estaba la cosa más maravillosa en todo el universo en ese momento.
So the greatest thing in all the universe was happening up those steps into the temple.
And the Holy Spirit just guided him right up there, right? I did have more. These are the subnotes, of course. And there's a verse in 1 John 3, verse 2 and 3, about this. Hay un versículo en 1 Juan 3, versículo 2, we know that when he appears, that's Jesus, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is, holy and righteous, perfect and glorious, powerful. We will be like him just when we see him. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him, on Jesus, purifies himself right now in the way he lives. He purifies himself just as he is pure. What a wonderful. We got to be like Simeon, waiting, hoping, anticipating the coming of the Lord the second time. Pero sabemos, dice aquí, que en 1 Juan 3 dice que cuando Él se manifieste, que es Jesús, por la segunda vez, venga para atrás, dice, seremos semejante a Él, porque le veremos como Él es, y lo vamos a ver glorioso, poderoso, bello, perfecto, lo vamos a ver nosotros, y así nos vamos a ser transformados nosotros, hermanos. Vamos a ser como Él es en ese momento. Y todo lo que, todo el que tiene esta esperanza puesta en Él, se purifica, así como Él es puro. Se purifica ahorita. No espera hasta que Él venga. Ahorita estoy purificándome. So I don't wait till He comes to start putting on purity, seeking to be pure. I start now, because I know He's coming. So, and that was Simeon. Ese era Simeón. Ese es Simeón. And if we have that hope, brothers, of His coming, and we're on the path of purification, the Holy Spirit moves in our life. He moves in our life. He guides our life. He empowers our life. Y así, si nosotros tenemos esta esperanza de la venida de Jesús y nos estamos en la vereda de la purificación, hermanos, pues el Espíritu de Dios se mueve bien fácil en nuestra vida. Se mueve bien fácil. That should be our desire, the children of God. Como dijo, ese debe ser nuestro deseo. Debe ser nuestro deseo. Point number two, punto dos. What else? Not only was he walking in the Spirit, but he listened to the voice of the Spirit. No solo él estaba caminando en el Espíritu, pero Simeón escuchaba la voz del Espíritu Santo. See, Simeon listened to the voice. Simeón estaba escuchando la voz. Verse 26, vamos a ver el versículo 26. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. The Holy Spirit could talk to him and reveal because he was listening. Because he could listen. Y miramos aquí que en el versículo 26, por el Espíritu Santo se le había revelado que no vería la muerte sin antes ver al Cristo del Señor. Fue revelado por el Espíritu Santo, hermanos, y él lo escuchó. Podía hablarle el Espíritu a él porque él estaba escuchando. Él estaba escuchando. See, when we deliberately decide every day to be guided, to be filled and guided by the Holy Spirit, we can become accustomed to the voice when He speaks, when He guides, when He prompts. That's God saying that. But we have to say, Lord, fill me today. Fill me with your Spirit. And that word filling means control me. Control me. And you will get better and better at noticing the Holy Spirit's guidance, His prompting. Y así, hermanos, cualquier persona que decide de adredes ser llenos del Espíritu y ser guiados por el Espíritu cada día, se acostumbra a la voz del Espíritu, se sintoniza con el Espíritu Santo para saber cuándo me está moviendo, cuándo está me guiando, cuándo me está poniendo el alto. Tenemos que buscar cada día la llenura del Espíritu Santo. We gotta look every day for the filling of the Holy Spirit. That's why Paul said, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a commandment. How do I get filled? I ask. And I yield myself. Yeah. Así como dice en el mandamiento por medio de Pablo, no se embraguéis con vino, pero ser llenos del Espíritu Santo. Es un mandamiento. ¿Y cómo me lleno? Le pido al Espíritu Santo que me llene. ¿Y me entrego a Él. Para que Él tenga el power steering. I yield myself so He has the power steering to move my life. If I'm not yielded, right? And that's a shame. Yeah, that's a shame. Es una lástima que el Espíritu Santo tenga que forzándonos. Yeah. So, also we see point B, we develop that ear that is tuned to the Spirit of God. We develop that ear that is tuned to the Spirit of God. Y entre más lo hacemos, hermanos, se desarrolla un oído sintonizado con el Espíritu Santo, con el Espíritu de Dios. Entre más lo hacemos. Yeah. Wouldn't that be good if you put yourself a reminder on your phone?
that popped up every morning before you got going, and it says, get filled with the Holy Spirit. Right? Popped up every day. Oh yeah, Holy Spirit, fill me. Yeah. Qué maravilla sería si en el teléfono salía una notificación que nos recuerda antes de salir al mundo, ¿verdad? Llénate del Espíritu Santo, ¿verdad? Llénate del Espíritu Santo, pídele, ¿eh? Y cada día lo haces. You do it every day, so you don't even need it anymore because it's part of who you are. Fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Lléname, Dios, de tu Espíritu Santo. That was Simeon. Ese es Simeón. What else do we see here? Now, going on to point three. So, we see here that he walked, that he listened. And number three, he acted. He acted. Take actions that are prompted by the Spirit. He acted. Y no solo él que se caminaba por el Espíritu, oía, escuchaba el Espíritu, pero también tomaba acción, ¿eh? Tomaba acción inspiradas por el Espíritu Santo. You know that when God reveals himself to us, he's not just coming to say, here I am. He's off. Moses, he's coming to tell us what to do. He's telling us, he appears to tell, so he can tell us what to do. Si tú miras en la Biblia, hermanos, la mayoría de las veces que Dios aparece, no es para decir, mira, aquí estoy, véanme. No, Él aparece para decir a su siervo qué debe de hacer. Moses, when he came up to the burning bush, it wasn't just to say, wow. No, it was, Moses, take your sandals off, and I'm going to tell you now what you're going to be doing. You're going to go back to Egypt, and you're going to deliver my people Israel. You're going to take my word and my message there. He had an assignment. Le da tarea, Señor, al que se le aparece. Como a Moisés. Le apareció en esa lumbre, sí, claramente. Pero la voz le dijo, mira, quítate tus sandalias porque te voy a decir cómo vas a ir para atrás a Egipto para liberar a mi pueblo Israel. So if the Holy Spirit starts talking, it starts moving, it's because there's something we need to do. Or there's something we're about to do that we shouldn't be doing. And he's saying, You know, so he also says no, you know. Be careful. Red light here, okay? So let's look. A lot of times, the Holy Spirit wants us to do things that are good and beneficial, uplifting for people. Good works, we would say, spontaneous good works. Muchas veces el Espíritu Santo se mueve en nosotros para que hagamos obras buenas espontáneamente, ¿eh? Espontáneamente. No estabas preparado, no estabas planeándolo, pero oíste la voz del Espíritu Santo. You weren't planning it, you weren't expecting it, but then you heard, you sensed the voice of the Spirit of God. Go help that person. Ve, ayuda a esa persona. Go talk to that person. Ve, háblale a esa persona. So, let's look at verse 27 to 28. What did the Holy Spirit say to Simeon to do? ¿Cómo movió a Simeón para que él haga algo? So let's see, verse 27, it says, and he came in the Spirit into the temple. That's where so he went. He went into the temple, since that's where the Spirit wants me to go. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God. Yeah. And he began to pray. He began to pray. We'll get there in a minute. Dice, y movido por el Espíritu, fue al templo. So the whole... El Espíritu dijo que vaya al templo. Y por eso fue. ¿Eh? Y cuando los padres del niño Jesús le trajeron para cumplir por él el rito de la ley, él tomó al niño en sus brazos y bendijo a Dios. Y empezó a orar, hermanos. Bendijo a Dios y empezó a orar. One of the things that it's hard for us to do is break our routine. Is to break our, una de las cosas más duras para nosotros es salirnos de la rutina. Or de mi plan, or break from my plan that I had. Simeon could have said, you know, Lord, I came into the city to buy onions. Okay, I came to buy onions. What do you mean? I don't have time to go up there. I need to go find some good onions. Quizás Simeon hubiera dicho, yo vine a Jerusalén para comprar cebollas. No tengo tiempo de ir al templo. Pero el Espíritu dijo, va al templo. The Holy Spirit said, go to the temple. Go to the temple. Sometimes, Lord, we fall into that situation. I'm running late, Lord. Ando tarde. ¿Cómo puedo ir a ayudar a esa persona? I was on my way to a pastor's meeting. It started at 9 o'clock. I was cutting it close. Yo iba a una junta de pastores. Iba a empezar a las 9 y yo casi, y
ya iba apretadito, ¿verdad?
And there's some, and somebody's car broke down near the intersection. He was trying to get out of the intersection by himself. It was a truck. And he was struggling, right? But there was a gas station, like, nearby. I don't know. And I went past him.
Holy Spirit, go over there and help. Miré un hombre que estaba puchando un carro que se le había quebrado ahí en la esquina, ¿verdad? Y había una estación de gasolina cerquita allí. Y lo pasé y el Espíritu dijo, ve para atrás y ayúdale.
Señor, oh, Lord, I'm late. I'm going to run late.
Voy a llegar tarde.
And the Holy Spirit was trying to turn the wheel, you know. Y el Espíritu está tratando de mover el volante. Y yo estoy resistiendo. I was resisting.
And finally, okay, Lord.
Y dije, anda. Okay, Señor, lo voy a hacer.
I yield. I yield. Me entrego, Señor.
And I stopped the car, turned around, came back.
Got out of the car, got behind the truck, started pushing.
Me regresé en mi carro, me bajé y me metí atrás, vine atrás de la troca, empecé a reempujarla también, ¿verdad? Y ahora sí la movimos y la metimos al gasolina, la gasolinera.
We moved it into the gas station.
Oh, thank you so much, gracias.
Oh, the Lord made me come back. El Señor me hizo que regrese, ¿verdad?
And he was good. Él estaba bien.
And got back in my car, and I was so happy.
Yo estaba lleno del Espíritu. Ay, gracias, Señor. Thank you, Lord.
Got back to the pastor's meeting. They were running late.
Llegué para atrás a la junta de los pastores y ellos todos estaban tardes. Todos estaban tardes.
See, you just got to trust God when he wants to direct you out of your routine.
Cuando quiere, el Espíritu Santo te quiere sacar de tu rutina, confía en Él. Confía en Él. Todo va a trabajar.
Everything's going to work out. You just trust Him.
Yeah.
He'll delay what needs to be delayed.
You got to catch a train. He'll delay it.
Tienes que agarrar un tren que se te va a ir. Él lo va a deleitar si es necesario.
Tú obedece al Espíritu Santo. You just obey the Holy Spirit.
So take the actions that the Holy Spirit is telling you to do.
Toma esas acciones que el Espíritu de Dios quiere que tú hagas.
Tómalas.
Last point, el último punto.
Speak by the control of the Holy Spirit.
Habla bajo el control del Espíritu.
That's right. Look to see what he wants to say.
Lord, what do you want to say right here?
What do you want to say?
Because if I just start talking,
yeah, you ever be in the right place at the right time, but you wish you had said something different?
Okay. Not if you let the Holy Spirit have the voice, okay?
habla bajo el control del Espíritu.
Porque muchas veces podemos estar en lugar apropiado, el tiempo apropiado, pero después de que pasó todo el evento, pensamos, ay, hubiera dicho otra cosa. Hubiera dicho esto en vez de eso.
Pues no, si tú dejas al Espíritu Santo que te dirija.
Yeah.
See what it says here.
How do you know your speech is under the control of the Spirit of God?
How do you know?
¿Cómo sabes tú que tu discurso está bajo el control del Espíritu Santo?
Usually I start by saying, Lord, what do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say?
Muchas veces yo empiezo con la oración en mi cabeza. Señor, ¿qué quieres que diga? ¿Qué quieres que diga?
So you got to do a lot of listening before you get a direction.
Do a lot of listening.
Let's look at verse 29. Versículo 29.
See what it says there?
Now, this is him talking. This is him praying. This is Simeon. Now, Lord, you are releasing your servant, your bond servant, to depart in peace. According to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
That was his prayer.
Empieza a orar Simeón con el niño en sus brazos. Ahora, Señor, dice, permite que tu siervo se vaya en paz conforme a tu palabra, porque han visto mis ojos tu salvación, la cual has preparado en presencia de todos los pueblos, luz de revelación a los gentiles y la gloria de tu pueblo Israel.
Esa es su oración.
So if we look at him, how do we know that his words were under the control of the Spirit?
¿Cómo sabemos que lo que él dijo ahorita, en frente de José y María, que estaba controlado por el Espíritu de Dios?
Now he's speaking there, everybody's watching, Joseph and Mary are watching, and he's saying these things. How do we know it's by the Spirit of God?
First of all, brothers, number one, when prayer comes easily or naturally,
yeah,
he just started talking to God,
yeah,
sharing his heart to God.
Cuando la oración, hermanos, la fluye con facilidad, fluye con naturalez,
yeah,
lo que tiene en su corazón.
lo que él tiene en su corazón. Yeah. His prayer was controlled by the Holy Spirit because it just flowed out from his heart. Flowed out from his heart. Su oración estaba controlado por el Espíritu Santo porque fluyó de su corazón. Yeah. Naturalmente, fácilmente, como hablar a una persona, like talking to a person. Yeah. And I don't know why some people find it so hard to pray. Oh, I don't know how to pray. It's like talking to a person, okay? But he's up there, yeah? Just talk to him. Talk to him. Like your father, like a friend, like your God, yeah? All rolled up in one. Entonces, háblale como hablar a tu padre, como hablar a un amigo, como hablarle a tu Dios, todo embonchado en una persona. And so, that's the first sign. Es la primera señal, verse 29. And also, we see that when we share our hope that is in Christ, yeah? Because that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to do, then you know it's the Holy Spirit talking. Y cuando también compartimos nuestra esperanza en Cristo. Porque es lo que el Espíritu Santo quiere que comuniquemos nosotros, nuestra esperanza que tenemos en el Salvador. And his words are verse 30 and 31, right? For my eyes have seen your salvation. En el versículo 30 dicen, porque mis ojos han visto tu salvación. And he says, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. That's his hope that the Savior would bring, right? Que la luz de la revelación de los gentiles y la gloria de tu pueblo Israel, esa es la esperanza que este niño iba a ser para él y la nación. So, as we understand, when does God want me to speak? It's usually to somebody who needs to hear, who has no hope. Or someone might be going the wrong direction. And the Holy Spirit is saying, yeah, go over there and talk to him. Oh, Lord, he's going to get angry at me. He's going to call me names. He's going to call me, you know, holy than thou. Because, you know, go talk to him. I'll give you the words. Muchas veces el Espíritu Santo quiere que movernos para que hablemos. Que le traigamos ánimo a alguien. Le traigamos quizás la palabra de consejo sano a alguien. Quizás una advertencia que alguien va en una dirección mala. Quiere el Señor que hablemos. That's all about Acts chapter 2. But when you, and the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall receive power. And that power comes when you open your mouth. Yeah. Not before. Not before. Por eso nos dijo en Hechos 2, cuando el Espíritu venga sobre ustedes, recibirán poder. Y serán mis testigos. El Espíritu de Dios controlando y dándote las palabras. Todo eso. So, this coming year, brothers, if you're yielded to the Lord, if you're letting the Holy Spirit direct your life, He's going to have you speak to people you never thought you would. Yes, He's going to give you words. And you're going to know in that moment, God, that's the Holy Spirit. I would have never been able to do that. That's walking in the Spirit. Este año 2026, hermanos, el Señor te va. Si tú estás entregado, si tú estás dejando que el Espíritu te guíe, ¿eh? Él te va a mandar a hablarle a ciertas personas y te va a dar las palabras. Y tú vas a ser un instrumento de Él y vas a quedarte tú maravillado porque tú dijiste ciertas cosas que nunca creíste que hubiera sido posible. That's the Christian life. Esa es la vida cristiana. You'll be in the right place at the right time, in the right spirit, in the middle of all that God is doing. Entonces, bueno, si tú quieres estar en el lugar apropiado, el tiempo apropiado, en el espíritu correcto, vas a estar en el medio de todo, toda cosa maravillosa que Dios está haciendo. So, we need to pray. Because we're going to take the Lord's Supper. Yeah. But we need to appropriate this promise that God has given us. Tenemos que apropiar esta promesa que Dios nos ha dado a nosotros. So let us stand. Vamos a ponernos de pie. Will you join me in opening up our life to the Lord and to the Spirit of God? Yeah. Júntese conmigo en abrir nuestro corazón y nuestra vida para el Espíritu de Dios, que pueda Él mover en nosotros este año. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for the story of Simeon. Gracias, Padre, por esta historia de Simeón. And Lord, we also want to be yielded to you. Nosotros también queremos entregarnos a ti, Señor. No a medias, not halfway, Lord, pero completamente. But we ask that it would be complete trust in you, Lord. Que tú nos puedas sacar de nuestra rutina y nosotros respondamos. That you could pull us from our routines, Lord, and that we would respond, that we would listen to your Spirit, que nosotros oigamos a tu Espíritu, Señor. Ese es nuestro corazón, Señor. Es lo que queremos. That's what we want, Lord. That we would actually take action and do what you
tell us to do.
Y que tomemos esas acciones en obediencia de lo que tú nos dices que hagamos.
Lord,
even more important, Lord, that we would speak
those things that are uplifting, that are full of grace and truth and love, Lord, into people's lives that you want to tell them.
Y también que podamos hablar esas cosas que son tan llenas de gracia y de amor y de verdad que tu espíritu quiere que les digamos ahí.
Oh, úsanos. Use us this year, Lord. We yield. We yield our life to you.
Nos entregamos nuestras vidas a Jesús.
Have a seat. Pueden sentarse.
Can I have our deacons come up? Pueden venir los diáconos adelante. Vamos a preparar la cena del Señor.
You know, some people call it communion. Some people call it the Lord's Supper.
Algunas personas dicen, esta es la comunión o esta es la cena del Señor.
It's the same thing. Es lo mismo.
But Jesus commanded it that we do it.
Jesús nos mandó que lo hagamos.
And it's to remind us of his love for us.
Para que él nos pueda recordar de su amor por nosotros.
Del pago que él hizo por nosotros.
Of the payment he made, or he was going to make the moment for us to save our souls.
Para salvar nuestras vidas, nuestras almas.
So, we're going to remember the love of Jesus.
Vamos a recordar el amor de Jesús.
So, hermano, ¿puede pedir la bendición sobre el pan?
I'm going to ask my brother to pray a blessing over this, the elements of bread.
Amen.
When you receive the cup, hang on to it.
The bread, I'm sorry.
Cuando reciba el pan, quédese con él, hermano, vamos a compartir juntos. We're going to partake together.
I know in some churches, they do it differently,
and that's a wonderful experience as well. I don't want to confuse everybody.
Let's all wait for.
Vamos a esperar unos a otros y compartir juntos.
This is what Paul said before we take the bread.
Antes de compartir el pan, dice Pablo.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in that night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you."
We can say it for me.
Do this in remembrance of me.
Dice, porque yo recibí del Señor lo mismo que os he enseñado, que el Señor Jesús en la noche en que fue entregado tomó pan. Y después de dar gracias, lo partió y dijo, esto es mi cuerpo, que es para vosotros, para mí, podemos decir. Haced esto en memoria de mí.
Remember me, he says. Acuérdense de mí.
Es parte.
Hermano Enrique, ¿puedo orar por la, en inglés, por favor, en la copa?
Amen. Brother, vamos a orar.
Well, let me read the verse.
Vamos a mirar el versículo.
In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant. We can say the promise in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
De la misma manera, tomó también la copa después de haber cenado, diciendo, esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre. Haced esto cuantas veces la bebáis, memoria de mí. Porque todas las veces que comáis este pan y bebáis esta copa, la muerte del Señor proclamáis hasta que Él venga.
And he's coming back, brothers. Until then, we're going to remember.
Siendo que va a venir, vamos a recordarlo en el nombre de Jesús, ¿verdad?
Let's partake.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for loving us, for paying the price, for promising that you're coming back for us.
Gracias, Señor, que nos has amado. Has dado el pago, el precio, y nos prometes regresar, Señor, por nosotros.
We love you.
Y te amamos, Señor, y esperamos tu venida.
And we wait for your return.
Amen.
All right,
let us stand. Vamos a ponernos de pie.
Sube el grupo de alabanza.
Can I have the worship team come on up?
Our last song.
Último canto.
Your spirit, Lord.
We yield ourselves.
We yield to your wisdom, your perfection, your beauty and your holiness. We yield, Lord,
and that you may fully be able to use us today and this week.
Nos rendimos, oh Señor. Nos rendimos a ti, Señor, para que tú nos llenes. Queremos salir de aquí llenos, Señor. Llenos para que tu espíritu pueda moverse en nosotros y seamos, Señor, un instrumento tuyo hoy y esta semana y la que viene y la que viene, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name, may God's people say,
Amen. Amen.